it's more serious than that. Dear Mr. We do not know your name. Mother is ill, and the doctor says to give her the things at the end of the letter. But she says she cannot afford it.
Young ruffians. They probably want the money to buy sweets.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, we do not know anybody here but you, because Father is away, only we don't know where. Father will pay you, or if he has lost all his money, Peter will pay you when he is a man. We promise on our honor. Will you give the parcel to Perks, the station porter? Say it is for Peter that was sorry about the coals, and he will know all right. Signed, Roberta Phyllis Peter.
Very touching.
It is, isn't it?
If it's genuine, of course.
Of course.
And not an elaborate swindle.
Oh, I think it's genuine.
How can you be sure?
I can't. But my heart tells me it is.
Ah, special delivery, Master Peter. A hamper. Old gent. He asked me to fetch it up straight away.
Thank you, Perks. Put it on the table. I'm awfully sorry I haven't tuppence to give you like Father does.
I wasn't thinking about no tuppences. I only wanted to ask how your mother was this evening. I fetched her along a bit of sweetbriar. Tuppence, indeed.
Thanks very much. I beg your pardon about the tuppence.
No offence, we're none intended.
What's in the hamper, Peter?
Lots of straw. Wood shavings. Oh, look! Peaches! Port wine! Chicken! Two chickens!
Red roses!
Lavender water! And eau de cologne!
There's a letter. Dear Roberta and Phyllis and Peter, here are the things you want. Your mother will want to know where they came from.
Let me see it. Tell her they were sent by a friend who heard she was ill. When she's well again, you must tell her all about it. If she says you ought not to have asked for the things, tell her that I say you were quite right. Ask her to forgive me for taking the liberty of allowing myself a great pleasure.
Signed, GP something. I can't read it.
I think we were right.
Of course we were right. All the same, I don't exactly look forward to telling Mother the whole truth.
Not till she's well, Peter. And when she's well, we shall be so happy we shan't mind if she's angry.
Look at the roses.
I must take them up to her.
Don't forget Perks and Sweetbriar.
I nursed Mother the whole week long. I didn't much enjoy it. Nurses get very little sleep. But gradually, Mother got stronger.
Mother, you shouldn't be out of bed.
I shall never lie on that bed again. Oh, Roberta, the bliss of sitting upright in a chair.
You'll catch another chill.
I'm perfectly warm. Now, all I need is my writing pad and my pens to help us pay off some bills.
Hold the banner up straight, Phyllis.
It is straight.
Here comes the train. Ready?
She is nearly well. Thank you.
The old gentleman's seen it.
He's waving.
Goodbye.